弟兄姐妹早。
Aaron, good morning.
很高兴再一次来到你们当中，跟大家一起来分享神的话语。
I'm very happy to be here again to share God's word with you all.
今天我分享的题目是哈拿在困境中的祷告。
Today, the topic is Hannah's prayer in difficult time.
我们知道，在以色列民族的历史中，撒母耳是一个举足轻重的人物。
We know that Samuel is a very important character in the history of the Jews.
他高牧了以色列最初的两位王，扫罗王和大卫王。
He anointed the first two kings of Israel, King Saul and King David.
他开始了以色列的王国时代。
He initiated the kingdom period of Israel.
这样一个伟大的人物。
Being such a great man,
但是他的出生竟有一个曲折的故事。
His birth actually have a twisting story.
他的父母都是敬虔度日的人。
His parents are godly people.
在那样一个动荡黑暗的世事的末世时代。
But lived during the late period of a period when the society was morally corrupted.
社会上道德败坏，个人都随己意而行。
The society was morally corrupted, and everyone does.Or did what was right in his own eyes.
大环境不好，但是不影响这一家人的敬虔的生活。
Under a bad social atmosphere, it did not affect the godly devotion of this family.
在撒母耳记上一章三节记载，这人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜祭司万军之耶和华。
So First Samuel chapter 1.Verse 3 records, Year after year this man went up from his own town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty in Shiloh.
这个家庭没有因为时代不好而停止敬拜上帝。
This family did not stop worshiping God due to the bad environment.
按说这样一个敬虔度日的家庭，用现在成功神学的话来说，应该凡事都蒙上帝的祝福。
According to today's prosperity gospel, such a godly family should be successful in everything and greatly blessed by the Lord.
但圣经告诉我们，不对，这个家庭有问题。
However, as the Bible tells us, this is not so.
首先，我们看到这个主妇哈拿，她没有生育。
First, God closed the womb of Hannah.
不仅如此，她的对头，她丈夫的另一个妻子皮尼拿，还嘲笑攻击她。
Not only this,God also allows Hannah's rival, another wife of her husband, to provoke and ridicule her.
Hannah, 作为生活在那个时代的妇女，她没有生育的能力是一件极其耻辱的事情。
For Hannah, a woman living at that time, infertility was a very shameful and humiliating thing.
她在人前都抬不起头来的事情。
She would not be able to lift up her head in front of people.
在她的生命中，这是她人生的低谷。
In her life, this was the deep canyon.
是一个极大的困境。
A very difficult time.
每个人，我们今天都会有各样的难处。
Today, everyone will face certain difficulties.
特别是我们这些离乡背景、生活在国外生活的人。
Especially for us who have left our home to live abroad.
新的环境、不同的语言、文化，挑战更多，难处更多。
In new environment, a strange language and culture, there are more challenges and difficulties.
我们有求学中的难处。
There are challenges and difficulties in school.
有寻找工作的难处。
Challenges in finding a job.
有稳定身份的难处。
And challenges in finding our own identity.
即使过了一定的时间，这些难处没有了，新的困难又在等待着我们。
Even when time passes and these challenges fade,There will be new and different challenges waiting ahead of us.
那在困境中，我们应该如何应对呢？
So how should we face these times of trouble?
撒母耳的母亲哈拿，在那样的情况下，
Hannah's mother in her challenging time.
圣经记载，她心里愁苦，痛痛的哭泣。
According to the Bible, she was distressed and weeping in pain.
但是她心里没有怨恨，没有苦毒。
However, there were no resentment and bitterness in her heart.
她只做一件事，就是到神面前来祈祷耶和华。
She only did one thing, to come and pray before the Lord.
那可能在座的有人会说，我也祷告。
First, some would say, here, I pray also.
可我不知道如何祷告。
But I do not know how to pray.
也不知道神是否听了我的祷告。
Nor do I know if God hears my prayer.
那今天我想就跟大家一起来分享哈拿在她困境中向神的祈祷，来思想和学习我们应该如何祷告。
Today I wish to use Hannah's prayer in her challenging time to reflect on and learn about how we should pray.
第一，我们从哈拿的身上看到要有一颗祷信靠的心。
First, from Hannah, we learn that we need a trustful heart.
Hannah 有一颗信靠上帝的心。
Hannah have a heart that trusts the Lord.
在一章十节说，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
Verse 10 states, she was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly.
哈拿知道她不能胜越这一件事，只有神能帮助她。
Hannah knew that in the matter of her infertility, only God could help her.
而任何人的帮助都是徒然的。
Whatever others said was meaningless.
甚至是她的对头平拿对她的攻击和嘲笑，也都是在神的许可当中。
Even her rivals Peninnah and all her ridicules was up to the Lord.
要改变这个状况，唯有神自己。
In order to change this situation, it's up to the Lord.
所以他到神面前来哭泣祷告，祈求神的怜悯和帮助。
Therefore, Hannah wept and prayed before the Lord, seeking for the Lord's sympathy and explanation.
在新约希伯来书十一章六节这样说：人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
In the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 6 states, Without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
这点非常重要，人若不信神会垂听祷告，那他即使开口祷告了，他的心里还是会犹豫和怀疑的。
This is a very important point. If a person does not believe God listens to prayer, even though he might have prayed, his heart will remain doubtful.
即使神将他带出这个困境，他也一定会有各样的理由来解释其偶然性，而不认为是神自己的做工。
Even though God might bring him out of difficulty,He would have many excuses to justify the coincidence rather than to acknowledge God's word.
这就是为什么今天的教会中有很多人没工作的时候请教会为他祷告。
This is why so many people facing unemployment will ask the church to pray for them.
等到拿到了工作就离开了教会，再也见不到人影了。
But once they have received a job, then they left church and they disappeared altogether.
那哈拿对神信靠，我们看到它表现在两个方面。
The trust Hannah had for the Lord was demonstrated in two ways.
第一方面，她呼求神大能的名。
The first way, she cried out in the name of the Lord Almighty.
我们知道祷告不是对空气说话，也不是自言自语。
Prayer is not talking to thin air, not talking to ourselves.
当哈拿心里愁苦，来到神面前祷告的时候，
When Hannah came and prayed before the Lord,
虽然她是心中默祷，只动嘴唇而不出声音。
Although she only prayed in silence, only with her lips moving,
也因此被以利误解为是醉酒了。
And so Eli have mistaken her as being drunk.
但是信心的祷告不在于声音的大小。
But a faithful prayer does not depend on the volume.
哈拿从心里向神来呼求他大能的名，万军之耶和华。
Hannah cried from her heart, the great name of God.
我们知道神的每一个名字都有他特定的意思。
We know that every name of God have very specific meaning.
而万军之耶和华就是耶和华神是万军的统帅。
Lord Almighty or the Lord of Hosts means God is commander of his army.
他哪知道他所经历的困境是一场征战。
Hannah understood that the challenge she was facing was a battle.
要得胜就要依靠神。
And to win was to depend on God.
唯有神才能帮助他。
Only God could justify her.
他愿意神做他这场征战的元帅，来带他走出这个困境。
And she is willing to let God be the commander in her battle to rescue her from her challenge.
我不知道今天在座的你可能是不是也落在一个难处当中。
I don't know if you who are sitting here may be facing a challenge today.
那可能这个难处让你无法与人来分享。
Perhaps you are unable to share this challenge with others.
可能它也是你信心处于一个低谷当中。
Perhaps it also puts your faith in a low point.
那你是否像哈拿一样知道这是一场的征战，而愿意让神来做你征战的元帅呢？
So would you acknowledge as Hannah did that this is a battle and you're willing to let God to be the commander?
可能你无法开口跟神说很多的话。
Perhaps you cannot pray to the Lord out loud.
没关系，你只要有一颗信靠，愿意信靠他的心，单单的向神来呼求。
But it doesn't matter. All you need is a trustful heart to the Lord, praying earnestly to the Lord alone.
因为神的名是有能力的，他能使你在困境当中有盼望。
Because the name of the Lord is full of power, and He can give you hope in desperate times.
特别是在有些紧急事情发生的时候，你向他呼求，向他祈求，会让你经历他的大能。
Especially during emergencies, when you pray, you experience His great power.
啊，我自己就有这样一个亲身的经历。
I have such an experience.
在2007年的三月。
In March 2007.
那我先生要去休斯顿开会。
My husband had a conference in Houston.
那我就带着年近三岁的小女儿一起跟了去。
I brought my three-year-old daughter with us.
她今天就坐在当中，现在已经九岁了。
And she is sitting among us today, and she is nine today.
在度过平安的一周，将要回家的前一个晚上。
On the eve of returning home after a peaceful week.
那我女儿的哮喘就突然的发作了。
My daughter had a sudden asthma attack.
啊，当时已经快要半夜，而第二天一早我们就要赶飞机回家。
It was almost midnight, and we had to catch a flight.
那人生地不熟的，我也不知道医院在哪里。
Being in a foreign place, we do not even know where the hospital is.
在这危急的关头，我只能向神来祷告，向他呼求。
In this emergency, I could only cry out to Lord.
那在我祷告了十几分钟之后，我发现他的哮喘开始有一点点平稳下来的迹象。
After 10 minutes of prayer, I found that my daughter's asthma had calmed down a bit.
那我就继续的向神来呼求。
I continue to cry out to the Lord.
将近过了半个小时，她终于安全平稳的下来入睡。
And after half an hour, she was finally calmed down and fell asleep.
那这一个经历是让我自己来经历到的。
And this was how I experienced God.
哈拿的第二个信靠上帝的表现就是交托。
And the second display of Hannah's trust in the Lord was entrusting.
当哈拿听到祭司神借着祭司以利对他说，你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准 你向他所求的以后。
When she heard what Eli said to her, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him.
圣经记载哈拿走去吃饭，面上再不带愁容了。
The Bible says Hannah went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
哈拿从一个原来哭泣不吃饭，到走去吃饭，面上再不带愁容。
The drastic change between a weeping Hannah and Hannah who is no longer downcast.
他前后判若两人的改变，是因为他的交托。
This difference was because of her willingness to entrust to the Lord.
他相信神是听了他的祷告，并且借祭司以利的口回答了他的祷告。
Believing God have listened to her prayer and replied through priest Eli.
他愿意把整件事交托给神，而自己这是等候神做工的时间。
She's willing to entrust the full matter to God and wait for the Lord's timing.
相比哈拿的交托，
compared to how Hannah was willing to entrust.
今天我们很多人一边祷告，一边心里在怀疑神是否真的会听我们的祷告。
Many of us today would pray while doubting at the same time if God actually listens to our prayers.
有些基督徒还担心神改变不了我们的环境，而想尽办法的去做一些事来帮神的忙。
Sometimes we also worry that God will be unable to change the situation and plan ahead to do something to help God.
给神一些的荣耀，给神一些的台阶下。
And also give some glory to God.
其实这个是完全不必要的。
All of these are unnecessary.
神要我们的只是信靠他。
For the Lord only requires us to trust Him.
把我们的难处借着祷告告诉他，然后安静等候他自己做工的时间。
And trusting our challenges to Him through prayer and waiting in peace for His timing.
那在祷告当中，除了要有信靠的心，我们从哈拿的祷告中还学到，要祷告要有一个恒切的祷告。
Other than a trustful heart, Hannah's prayer also teaches us to pray ceaselessly.
祷告要恒切持久。
Prayer has to be ceaseless and consistent.
我们看到哈拿祷告神不是一次两次。
Hannah's prayer to the Lord was not a one-time matter.
在撒母耳记上一章十六节，哈拿回答以利误解他醉酒时的时候说，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 16, Hannah's response to Eli's misunderstanding. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief.
对一件事情，祷告时间的长短不是我们事先可以定好的。
The length of a prayer on each matter is out of our control.
三五天，一两个礼拜，或者一两个月。
3 to 5 days, 1 to 2 weeks, or even a month long.
祷告要一直等到神给了回应为止。
Prayer have to last until God have responded.
可能很短，一两天你就得到回答。
It could be short, like 1 or 2 days.
也甚至可能很长，甚至花几十年的时间。
Or it can be very long, such as several decades.
那到底哈拿祷告了多久，我们不知道。
And how, we do not know how long Hannah have been praying.
但圣经告诉我们，哈拿为了她不能生育这一件事，一直在祷告。
But the Bible tells us that Hannah have been praying for her infertility unceasingly.
祷告要恒切持久。
Prayer have to be ceaseless and consistent.
使徒保罗在罗马书十二章十二节说，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Apostle Paul writes in Romans 12:12, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer."
当我们的生活陷入困境当中的时候，不仅要知道这是一场征战。
When we fall into difficulties in life, not only do we need to know that it is a battle.
学习依靠神来走出困境。
That requires our dependence on the Lord to overcome.
更要有忍耐持久的祷告，直到神回答你的祷告。
But we also have to pray patiently and unceasingly until God answers our prayer.
可能有人会问，我怎样才能知道神回答了我的祷告？
Perhaps some would ask, how do we know that God has answered our prayers?
首先你要有凡事祷告的习惯。
First, you need a habit of praying for all things.
其次，你要有每天灵修的习惯。
Second, you need a habit of daily devotions.
神会借着你在祷告当中的感动。
For moving your heart in prayers.
灵修时神话语的亮光。
In devotions.
周围环境对你的改变。
In changes around you.
弟兄姐妹的话语以及主日的信息。
As well as your conversations with brother and sister in Christ and Sunday sermons.
都会让你明白神是怎么样回答你的祷告的。
For all of this, God will make it clear how He is answering your prayers.
在旧约圣经记载了一个人但以理。
The Bible mentions Daniel.
在但以理书第十章记载，当但以理在主前536年，他心中有异象。
So in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel in 536 BC have a received a vision.
他知道他的民族陷入了一个危机当中的时候。
knowing that his people is falling into a crisis.
圣经记载他刻苦己身，在神面前祷告了21天。
That he fast, the Bible says he fast and prayed before the Lord for 21 days.
而这二十一天日子的长短，不是但以理事先定下来的。
The length of these 21 days was not set by Daniel.
而是当他祷告到了第二十一天的时候，他得到了从神那里而来的回答。
But it was after that he prayed for 21 days, he received God's reply for his reply to his prayer.
圣经记载，在底格里斯大河边，他见到了神的使者。
So the Bible writes at the bank of Tigris.Daniel God saw God himself.
所以当我们祷告的时候一定要有这样一个信心。
Thus, we need the same faith when we pray.
神会听我们的祷告并且会回答我们的祷告。
For God listens and will answer our prayers.
我们要有恒切持久的祷告一直得到从神而来的回答。
We need to pray ceaselessly until we receive a reply from God.
第三个我们来看祷告的内容是什么
And the third point we'll look at the contents of prayer
那第一个我们就要把我们的需要带到神的面前
The first of these that we bring our needs before the Lord
那哈拿就是向神求赐一个儿子
And Hannah is asking for a son
在一章十一节记载哈拿向神祷告说万军之耶和华啊你若垂顾悲女的苦情眷念不忘悲女赐我一个儿子
Chapter 1 verse 11 states that Hannah prayed Lord Almighty if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant but give her a son
简简单单的一句话表达了她的需要
This simple request reflects her need
她要神眷顾她修复她不能生育的能力
To seek God to bless her, to restore her infertility.
让她能生育一个儿子，除去她的羞辱。
To enable her to give birth to a son and remove her shame.
平时有关祷告的一些教导都告诉我们。
And all teachings about prayer tell us.
祷告的内容有认罪、赞美、敬拜、代祷、感谢等等。
That the contents of prayer include...Confession, praise, worship, intercession, thanksgiving, and etc.
这些教导都没有错。
These teachings are correct.
但祷告注重的是我们的内心，任何表面的形式都不重要。
But the key of prayer lies in our heart, and all superficial formats are not important.
那祷告的内容也同样。
Neither are the contents of prayer.
如果圣灵光照使你看到自己内心的罪，你就可以来到神面前认罪，来求神赦免。
If the Holy Spirit enlightens you and allows you to recognize your sin, you can come before the Lord to confess and ask for forgiveness.
如果圣灵感动你内心充满了敬拜、赞美和感恩，你就可以到神面前来敬拜、赞美神。
If the Holy Spirit moves you in a great deal of praise and thanksgiving for the Lord, you can let the Holy Spirit lead you.In worshiping God.
但如果今天我们处在一个困境当中，情绪低落，信心低沉。
However, if we are in a difficult situation today, depressed and lacking faith,
那我们的祷告就不要注重于形式。
Then our prayer should not be dictated by any format.
可以像哈拿一样，直接把我们的需要带到神的面前。
But like Hannah's prayer, that we can frankly and directly bring our request.
不论你认为这件事有多么的难
Regardless of how challenging you deemed this challenge
都可以把你的需要告诉神
You can all bring all your needs to the Lord
使徒保罗在腓立比书的四章六节这样说道应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念
Apostle Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 Do not be anxious about anything but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus
神的应许已经在那里了
God's promise is ready here
他在等我们把需要带到他的面前，他就会丰丰富富的供应我们的需要。
Waiting for us to bring our needs before Him to provide us in complete abundance.
那祷告除了将我们的需要带到神面前，第二个内容我们要来明白寻求神的心意。
So other than bring our needs to the Lord, we need to seek to understand God's will.
那在祷告当中另一个更重要的功课，就是让我们边祷告边来学习祷告。
So the more important lesson in prayer is that we should learn to pray while praying.
明白神借着这一次难处要向我们显明的心意是什么。
In order to understand what part of His will He is showing for this particular challenge.
Hannah 从开始不能生育就一直在祷告。
Hannah has been praying since she was infertile.
我相信她在开始祷告的时候就一直明白无误的把她的需要告诉神。
I believe that since she began to pray, she had been asking God with a good understanding.
因为她知道她的祖先中亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉也曾经不能生育。
Because she would know her ancestor Abraham's wife Sarah was also infertile.
但神让撒拉在90岁的时候生了以撒。
But God allowed her to give birth to Isaac at age 90.
而雅各的妻子拉结也遇到过同样的问题。
So, Jacob's wife Rachel also faced the same problem.
但最终神使拉结也有了儿子。
But God ultimately let her begot a son.
神是有能力有慈爱去除她不能生育的羞辱。
God had the power and compassion to remove her shame of infertility.
但祷告了很久，神还是没有给她回应。
But after so many prayers, God still had not answered her.
这不得不让她思考为什么。
This nonetheless prompted her to consider why.
那中间有什么问题吗？
What had gone wrong?
神借着让她不能生育这件事，到底有什么心意在这中间呢？
Was there any meaning for God for not allowing her to give birth?
突然她心中一亮。
She suddenly recognized.
她想起了亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事。
The story of Abraham sacrificing Isaac.
她想起了神借着摩西带他们祖先出埃及时所说的话，要将童生的归给我。
Also, God's word spoken through Moses during the Exodus, consecrates to me every firstborn male.
他心里思想，莫非神要在他这个童生的儿子身上有什么心意？
She was thinking, could it be that God has a special mission for my firstborn son?
所以他愿意顺服。
Consequently, she was willing to submit to God's will.
那这一次哈拿到神面前祷告的时候，除了向神求赐一个儿子之外，
When she came to pray before the Lord again, in addition to asking God for a son,
她向神许愿，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头发。
She vowed also, I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
借着这个祷告，哈拿明白神对他的心意乃是要他将头生的儿子归给神。
Through this prayer, Hannah understood that God's will on her was to have her firstborn son consecrated to the Lord.
当她明白了神的心意并为此顺服之后，
Once she understands God's will and submit to it,
这一次祷告完毕，神就借着祭司以利的口回答了她的祷告。
At the end of this prayer, God answered her prayer through the response of priest Eli.
所以今天当我们为一件事祷告很久都没有得到回应的时候，
Therefore, today, when we do not receive an answer after a lengthy praying,
我们要停下来问神，这中间有什么功课我们还没有学到。
We should stop and ask God, is there some lesson that we have missed?
神借着这个难处还要向我们显明什么？
Is God showing us something through this difficulty?
是不是在我们的心中有什么事情代替了神自己？
Are we putting ourselves in place of God on any matters?
一旦把我们该学的功课都学明白了，
Once we understood and learned what we should learn,
神一定马上就在我们的环境当中动工，带我们出来。
God will certainly and immediately work in our difficulty and rescue us.
啊，我在加拿大渥太华教会的时候，我认识一对当时结婚有六七年的一对夫妇。
At my church in Ottawa, I met a couple who had been married for 6 to 7 years.
因女方身体上的问题，他们一直没有孩子。
Due to certain health conditions of the wife, they had not had any children.
而这个弟兄又是家里的独生子。
And also the husband was the only child.
所以他们夫妇面临的压力很大。
So the couple would receive much stress.
但他们非常的爱主，所以他们一直的向神来祷告。
But this couple loved the Lord very much, and they have been praying ceaselessly.
在经过两年之久的中医调理、西医的手术治疗之后，
After 2 years of Chinese medical treatment and Western medical operation,
他们被告知怀孕的可能性很小。
They were told the possibility of pregnancy was slim.
唯一的办法就是去做试管婴儿。
And the only solution was in vitro fertilization.
那面对这样的情况，他们不知该做何的选择。
Facing this situation, they did not know which option to choose.
是继续祷告，信靠神，来求神医治呢，还是直接采纳医生的建议做试管婴儿？
To continue praying for the Lord's healing, or to accept the doctor's advice for in vitro fertilization.
经过同心合意的祷告，圣灵借着耶稣的话，我是生命的主，来感动他们。
After praying together with one heart, they were moved by the Holy Spirit through Jesus' proclamation, I am the God of life.
使他们做出选择，不管有没有孩子，他们愿意爱主，信靠主。
And they made the decision, whether having children or not, they were willing to love and trust God.
为此，他们拒绝了医生的建议，本着不要孩子的心来信靠上帝。
And they rejected the doctor's advice and trusted the Lord without any expectation of having a child.
但神迹在两个月之后就发生了。
However, a miracle happened after 2 months.
这姐妹发现她怀孕了，第二年就生下了一个可爱的女儿。
The wife found out she was pregnant, and in the second year, a beautiful daughter was born.
但感谢神，这对夫妇没有因为得到这个孩子而懈怠爱主的心。
But praise the Lord, the couple did not loved the Lord all the same after receiving the child.
他们依然渴慕主，来日新服侍上帝。
Continue to serve the Lord wholeheartedly.
而主在过后的几年里又赐给他们两个儿子。
And after several years, God blessed them furthermore with two more children.
第四，我们在祷告当中，从哈拿的经历当中，我们学习到我们要有一颗还愿的心。
On the fourth point.We need a heart to fulfill vows.
当哈拿在明白了神对他的心意乃是要他将同生的儿子归给神的时候，
When Hannah understood God's will was to have her firstborn consecrated to him,
他向神做了一个许愿的祷告，表示神若赐他儿子，他就献给神。
She made a vow in her prayer. If God were to give her a son, she would consecrate her son to the Lord.
当他回家后，果然神使她怀孕，生了一个儿子，起名叫撒母耳。
When she eventually became a son after returning home, she named her son Samuel.
多么高兴的一件事，她终于有儿子了，她可以扬眉吐气了。
What a joyful time, and she finally have a son, and she could boast all about it.
但是等等，她必须把这个孩子送去圣殿，不能留在身边。
But wait.She must send the son to the holy temple instead of keeping him at her side.
有没有搞错？这可是她祷告了很久，等了很久，才得来的第一个儿子。
What is fair? This was her long-awaited son begotten after a very lengthy prayer.
我想，如果哈拿生活在今天，肯定会有很多热心的人、好心的人去劝说她。
If Hannah were alive today, I'm sure there will be many good-hearted people telling her not to be so serious.
劝她不要那么当真，至少让她等有了第二个儿子，再把撒母耳送去圣殿。
Do not be so serious, so that at least until she can be sure of another son before sending Samuel to the temple.
但是圣经告诉我们，哈拿有一颗还愿的心。
But the Bible tells us that Hannah have a heart to fulfill her vow.
他得到撒母耳这个儿子以后，一点都没有要改变初衷，留下而不归给神。
After receiving her son Samuel, her heart did not change.
而是一到撒母耳断了奶，他就把他送去圣殿归给神，自己只是一年上去几次，做些衣服给儿子。
Rather, once Samuel had weaned, she sent him to the temple for the Lord and only visited him several times a year to make clothes for his son.
今天我们很多人在难处中向神祷告，也会向神许很多的愿。
Today, many of us pray in difficulty and also make many vows.
啊，有的人会说，神啊，你若帮我解决这个难处，我就立志好好的爱你。
Many people might say, if you, God, would help me to solve this problem, I promise to love you wholeheartedly.
你若把这份工作赐给我，我就每个礼拜去教会参加礼拜。
If you would bless me with this job,I will come to worship service every week.
我还要做奉献等等等等。
Plus offering and etc.
但是一旦难处解决了，工作得到了。
However, once our challenges are solved, job offer received,
生活就变得比原来更忙。
Our life becomes busier and busier.
原来跟神许下的愿就再也不提了。
And the vows made were not mentioned again.
刚开始的时候，可能心中还有一点点的歉意。
Maybe we will feel somewhat sorry in the beginning.
但慢慢的就会变得心安理得。
But gradually we make peace in our heart.
祷告嘛，说说而已，不用那么当真。
Prayer just mere words, shouldn't take it so seriously.
神有丰富的慈爱，不会真跟我计较这些的，自己来安慰自己。
God is full of abundant love. He won't bicker with us over these. We comfort ourselves with these words.
但 Hannah 不是这样。
Hannah was not like this.
她知道神的心意，就愿意顺服。
Once she learned of God's will, she willingly submitted.
虽然 Samuel 是她生命当中很重要的儿子。
Although Samuel was a very important son in her life.
但神永远是她的至宝。
But God had always been her most precious.
当她毫不犹豫地还了她所许的愿。
When she fulfilled her vow without hesitation.
将撒母耳当归作拿细耳人献给神。
Consecrating Samuel to God as a Nazarite.
神不仅大大地使用撒母耳，使他成为以色列民族当中一个伟大的人物。
Not only did God use Samuel prominently as one of the great people of Israel,
神也更加祝福哈拿，之后又赐给哈拿三个儿子，两个女儿。
God also blessed Hannah furthermore with three sons and two daughters thereafter.
所以，若我们在一个困境当中向神做了许愿的祷告，
therefore it will make a vow in time of trouble.
一定要有一颗还愿的心。
We must have a heart to fulfill a vow.
因为这不仅是一个信守承诺的问题，
This is not a matter of integrity.
更是向神表明我们有一颗愿意顺服的心，
But also a demonstration of a submitting and reverent heart to the Lord.
一颗敬畏的神的心，
A fearing heart to the Lord.
而敬畏神、顺服神不仅是我们智慧人生的开端，
Fearing and submitting to God is not only the beginning of wisdom.
更是我们蒙神祝福的唯一的途径。
And it's also the only way we can receive the Lord's blessing.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道今天你的祷告生活处在怎样的光景当中。
Brothers and sisters, I do not know how your prayer life has been.
有没有凡事祷告的习惯？
Whether or not you have a habit of praying for all things.
还是你认为祷告只是教会的牧师和长老们的事情？
Or maybe you believe prayers are only for pastors and elders at church.
但愿今天神借着哈拿在困境当中的这一段简单的祷告，
May God use the simple prayer of Hannah in her challenge,
帮助我们记得今天讲过的几个重点，
to help us to remember the four main points we have gone over today.
第一，祷告要有信靠神的心。
First, we need to have a trustful heart for God.
第二，祷告要恒切持久。
Second point,Prayer has to be ceaseless and consistent.
第三，我们把需要带到神的面前，更要在祷告当中来寻求明白神的心意。
Number three, we have to bring our needs to God and seek His will.
第四，要有一颗还愿的心。
Number four, we need to have a heart to fulfill our vows.
愿神帮助我们借着祷告经历他话语的信实。
May God show us how through prayer we can experience His faithfulness.
也借着祷告使我们属灵的生命更加的成熟。
And through prayer we can grow in spiritual maturity.
好， 谢谢大家，也谢谢弟兄的翻译。
Thank you for everyone.